Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, March the 21st, and I think today is the first day of spring. And what better guest to have than on the first day of spring than Kathy Salter?
Happy spring!
Hey, good to have you here, Kathy.
I've got flowers all over me.
Yeah, I see you're wearing flowers. You want to see what she's wearing, go to KBIA.org and then click on Talk Shows and Radio Friends. Yeah. But Kathy Salter is here. You sent me an email, I don't know how many
January.
Months ago. Was it January? And you said, I want to talk about Crystal Bridges Museum of Modern Art. And I said, well, anything is a good reason to have you on Radio Friends. We can talk about whatever you want. I'm glad you're here today.
I love art. You know, when we were growing up, if you were going to see, you lived near St. Louis, so you could see art galleries in mm-hmm. St. Louis. You think about big major cities on the East Coast or Chicago or Kansas City or St. Louis. But Alice Walton, who is our age,
in the 60s,
daughter of Sam Walton, grew up in Bentonville, Arkansas, and said, I didn't have access to art when I was a child.
She said that. Okay.
And she has the benefit of now having a fortune mm-hmm. that she has been investing in art since the 70s. She has been buying art. And she has had a dream for a number of years to have a world-class art gallery that focuses on American art here in the Midwest, in the Upper Ozarks. Mm-hmm. So she has done it. She has the same architect who has built the Kaufman Center in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Moshe Safi, an Israeli architect who was the head of the Graduate School of Design at Harvard for years.
Now, is that what we're looking at here?
This is the Kaufman Center in Kansas City.
Okay. So if you want to see what we're talking about, KBIA.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friend, and we've got a picture of the Kaufman Center.
And this is a music center, a performing arts center, but what we're talking about is, right, I confused you with too many pictures.
That's okay.
Being an old
That's right.
teacher here. But this is Crystal Bridges. That's okay. Things will fall out.
So the Crystal Bridges.
Crystal Bridges is the art gallery that she has built in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, that looks enormous.
It is five galleries built in a beautiful springs area. There was a spring called Crystal Springs, mm-hmm. and she has bridges that go between the five galleries.
Oh, how nice.
And each one is filled with a different time period in American art. So you literally go from pre-colonial in one of them to, in the very last gallery, you are in modern art.
And you were there in January of this year?
We woke up one morning in January and looked at each other. I just read about this. It was about 60 degrees. And Kit said, let's go. So we got our little Garmin, put it in the car. Basically, you drive to Joplin, take 71 South, and you're there in 5 hours.
Really?
It's a beautiful drive.
And you sent me an email as soon as you got back, and you said, this was the most wonderful experience that we've had.
We went on a Wednesday, and if you go on a Wednesday or a Friday, it stays open till 9 at night. So we got there, you know, middle of the day. We had the whole day. We ate at they have a restaurant called 11, which serves low Missouri High South, it's called, food, mm-hmm, sort food. Of a fusion of New Orleans and Arkansas.
Yeah.
And everything in between. Wonderful, wonderful restaurant that's in one of the bridge areas.
So if you wanted to see everything that was in the museum, how long would it take?
You'd probably want to stay a couple days. I mean, we raced through it. I was just, you know, it's like being dropped into Monet's home. You just want to race and see everything. And then you want to go back and just be able to stand there and savor. It is an incredible collection by artists who you've heard of all your life. And then there are just as many paintings by contemporaries of those artists who you've never heard of that are just as fabulous. And there they are, right in front of you.
Yes.
And they are gorgeous.
And you are an artist yourself. So I know how you must have felt looking at this.
And it made me realize, because she really wants to make art accessible to people in this part of the country. So people don't just say it's in L.A., it's in New York. You can fly from New York directly to Bentonville now, folks, New Yorkers. You can come this direction.
If you're listening to us in New York City, you can do that.
We're
watching us on the Internet.
But I also wanted to bring it home to Boone County, where we have fabulous artists here. And I'm on a committee at the Montminy Gallery at the Boone County Historical Society with Sabra Tolmeyer, a sculptor, Libby Gill, Laura Perez Mesa, all supporters of art. We have an exhibit that is opening. We have a reception tomorrow at the Montminy Gallery for Robert Bussebarger, mm-hmm. who taught for 40 years at the University of Missouri. He's a potter, a painter, a sculptor.
And he's got the big guns of the ladies behind him.
And we have a retrospective of
his
three-dimensional art. And then Billy
O. Tomorrow?
The reception is tomorrow.
Okay.
It's already up, and it's there until through April. And then we have the wonderful Billy O. O'Donnell.
Okay, this book.
Who has just won the 2012 Artist Award that he was received at the Capitol Building, the Missouri Arts Council Award for an individual artist. We're getting his entire collection of 115 paintings
and
of
they will
counties.
Be on display.
They are going to be there in April. I'm sorry, May and June.
Okay, May and
May
June.
May and June.
So
with
the current
workshops.
The current show is running through April, and then May and June you have another
right.
one up.
So tomorrow is the Robert Bussebarger reception. He's 90 years old. He's right. been teaching, and he's part of this community for 40 years, and we'll have a reception from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
And he is very excited about it and
okay.
about having a place for his art.
Well,
so
Kathy, it's always a pleasure to have you here, and I enjoy your columns
in
the Tribune, and I just enjoy talking to you.
And thank you very much. And hello, Nico in
Madrid.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah, your nephew, Nico.
My grandson.
Your grandson, that's right.
I'm his abuela.
He is in Madrid, and he gets our podcast.
He gets your podcast. He calls himself the Pepper and Friends reporter in Madrid.
In Madrid.
In Madrid.
Okay. And Nico wanted to hear more about UFOs. We're going to do another segment on UFOs for Nico.
Wonderful.
In Madrid.
Wonderful.
All right, Kathy. Thank you so
much. We raced through this.
Thank you so much for coming
by.
Tomorrow, TEDx and PetNet Coalition. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Acres, KBIA. Our flow director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.